Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tackling a truth we all face. Whether we admit it or not, you can't run away from yourself. Let's get into it. No matter where you go, no matter how far you try to escape, there's one person you could never outrun: yourself. Your thoughts, your emotions, fears, and past experiences will always follow you. Many of us attempt to avoid, confronting our inner struggles by seeking distractions, changing our surroundings, or suppressing our emotions, only to find that the same challenges resurfaces time and time again. So this podcast today, You Can't Run From Yourself, it's a journey of self-exploration, healing, and transformation. It's an invitation to stop running and start facing the truth of who you are, your strengths, your wounds, and your deepest desires. The only way to find true peace and fulfillment is to embrace yourself fully with all of your imperfections and do the inner work necessary to grow through personal reflections, practical guidance, and transformative insights. This podcast today will help you navigate and explore the process of self-acceptance, confront the fears that hold you back, and unpack the strength to move forward with confidence. By facing yourself head on, you unlock the power to create the life you truly deserve. The journey inward may be challenging, but it's the most rewarding one you will ever take. It's time to stop running and start embracing the person you were always meant to be. We've all tried it, haven't we? Changing locations, jobs, relationships, even our appearance, hoping to escape the parts of ourselves we don't like. But the truth is, wherever we go, whatever we do, we take ourselves with us. So this episode isn't about shaming anyone for their attempts to escape. It's about acknowledging the time you're running, and also explore the freedom that comes with facing our inner selves head on. So we're going to get real and raw about the reasons why we try to escape and just explore how to find peace and acceptance within ourselves deep within. We'll explore the common reasons why we try to run from ourselves, discuss the importance of self-acceptance and inner work, and just unpack some practical strategies for facing our inner demons. We'll be honest about the discomfort and vulnerability involved, but also celebrate the immense peace, clarity, and authenticity that comes with embracing our true selves. So, what are some common reasons why do we try to run from ourselves? The first thing is unresolved trauma. Avoiding painful memories or emotions from the past that can be very triggering and also could just take you into a very dark place once you get there. Low self-esteem, trying to escape feelings of inadequacy or worthlessness or fear of judgment, avoiding facing our flaws or imperfections, or just overall being uncomfortable with emotions, trying to escape feelings of sadness, anger, or anxiety, depression, or even lack of self-awareness, not understanding our own patterns and triggers, or unmet needs, trying to escape feelings of loneliness, emptiness, or dissatisfaction, or whether that there is an internal conflict, trying to escape the tension between the different parts of ourselves. I want to go over some practical strategies for facing yourself. The first thing you want to do is practice self-reflection. Be mindful. Take time to understand your thoughts, your feelings, and all of your behaviors, and acknowledge and embrace all of your imperfections. Have that level of mindfulness to just be present in the moment and observe your thoughts without judging yourself. It's so critical that you don't pass judgment. So be able to observe all of those thoughts without judgment and treat yourself with kindness and understanding. And if you need therapy or counseling, seek therapy or counseling. Work with the professional to address and unpack all of those unresolved issues so that you can navigate through them and see yourself as being whole and complete and content with who you are. And practice journaling. Sometimes journaling helps. Explore your thoughts and feelings through writing techniques. And just most importantly, identify your triggers. Understand what situations or people trigger negative emotions within you. And unpack healthy coping mechanisms. That's so key. Sometimes in life, it's so easy to develop unhealthy coping mechanisms, but you want to focus on developing healthy coping mechanisms, finding healthy ways to manage stress and all of your difficult emotions, and set boundaries. Protect yourself from toxic relationships, toxic people, or simply just toxic situations overall. And focus on your self-improvement. Work on becoming the best version of yourself, not running from yourself. And there are so many amazing benefits of facing yourself. You increase your self-awareness. You understand your own strengths and weakness. You increase your self-esteem and confidence. You build confidence and you increase your self-worth. And you have greater emotional stability. You're able to manage your emotions effectively, not in a fake way where you're pretending or you're running, but you're able to be balanced, whole, and complete, and be stable with your emotions. You'll have improved relationships. You'll build deeper and more authentic connections. You'll have a sense of increased inner peace and just finding contentment and acceptance within yourself. Accept yourself. Embrace every part of you, all of your strengths and all of your flaws and weaknesses. And you'll have greater authenticity. You'll live a life that is true to yourself and true to who you are. And most importantly, you'll have increased resilience, developing the ability to bounce back from adversity. So understand that you can't run away from yourself. The only way to find peace and acceptance is to turn inward, face your inner demons, and embrace your true self. Because what happens when you fully accept your whole and all of your unique self? What aspects of yourself are you ready to face today? What small steps can you take today to embrace your true self? Take a moment to reflect on what that looks like for you when you show up in full acceptance and you stop running. Stop running from your disappointment. Stop running from your setbacks. Stop running from your failures. It's time to stop running. You know, sometimes in life, you know, we run from our problems, our emotions, our past, and even ourselves. We fill our lives with distractions, avoid difficult conversations, and constantly seek the next escape. But what if we stop running? What happens when you stop running? What if we turn around and face what we're running from head on? That's what we're focusing on. We're not shaming anyone for your coping mechanisms on this podcast today. It's simply about recognizing the limitations of running and just explore the freedom and possibilities that come with facing our challenges head on. So we have to face whatever it is that frightens us, whatever it is that's upsetting us. Don't run away from it. Face it head on. What are some good healthy practices to deal with stress, anxiety, and frustration? That's what you want to develop. And also self-acceptance. Stop the cycle of running. It requires you to be honest. It requires you to be transparent. It requires you to be vulnerable, which is often at times, it's a little uncomfortable. So, you know, it can be uncomfortable because you fear of pain. You want to avoid that emotion, the past traumas. You don't want to be, you know, vulnerable. You don't want to show your true self and experience a form of rejection, or you don't want to put yourself out there and fail and risk, you know, pursuing your goals. You don't want to be confrontational, so you avoid difficult conversations or conflict, or just you fear the unknown. You don't want to go through that uncertain time where you don't have the proper awareness, or you have some unresolved issues, some past hurts, some past conflicts. That's okay. We all have them, but you can't run away. Face it. The sooner you face those discomforts, the sooner you face those things, the better off you will be. So I want you to know, the first thing you want to do is identify what you're running from. Reflect on those patterns and triggers. What are you constantly running from, trying to get away from, trying to recreate? Don't try to recreate it. Face it. Deal with it. Accept it as it is. And practice that mindfulness. Be present. Be aware in the moment. And understand how you're feeling. And find some healthy ways to manage your stress and difficult emotions instead of trying to escape from them in certain patterns. Only you know what those things would be. And just give yourself compassion. Be compassionate. Be kind and understanding. Give yourself the same compassion that you would give your loved ones, your best friends, your spouse, whoever. Give yourself that same love and compassion. And if you need support, get that support. Talk to a trusted friend, family members, or a therapist. You're not alone. You don't have to face your fears alone, but you do need to take those small steps to confront your fears and step outside of your comfort zone and learn how to forgive yourself and let go of past hurts and resentment, and forgive others. That's where that resentment builds up, when you're not forgiving others. And it could be painful. You know your testimony. You know what you've gone through. You know what you've experienced. And it may be extremely painful, but you have to learn how to forgive. Forgiveness is for you. It's not about that person that hurt you. Because once you get rid of resentment and bitterness, you're actually lifting those weights. You're actually lifting that burden of resentment off of your shoulders. It's not yours to carry. And forgiveness doesn't mean that you forget. You forgive, but you don't forget. You remember and you create healthy boundaries so you don't have to experience that situation, that level of pain, and you don't have to be caught up with that person. But forgiveness is for you. And that is one of the best things you could possibly do, is forgive yourself for any ways that you've let yourself down, any disappointments, or any areas where you've been hurt by others. Forgive them and move forward in your life and set those proper boundaries to protect your energy, your well-being, and most importantly, protect your peace. And allow yourself to be vulnerable, to be seen, and to be heard. And stop dwelling on the past and worrying about the future. It's going to be what it's going to be. So just show up and accept yourself as who you are. There's so many benefits when you stop running and start embracing. You have a huge sense of increase, peace, and clarity. You find your inner calm and a deep understanding. You have better relationships, more authentic connections, and just deeper and meaningful relationships you're creating. You have that great understanding of your own patterns, your triggers. You're so self-aware, that greater self-awareness, and you're confident. You believe in all of your abilities to handle challenges, and you just overall have freedom and liberation to to live authentically without limitation, and it reduced your stress and anxiety because you'll find relief from the constant pressure of running. And it's nothing greater than that, because once you do that, you'll have a more fulfilling life, living with purpose and intention. So it's time to stop running. It's time to turn around and face what's holding you back in life. It's time to find peace and resolution by standing still. Peace, be still. That's right. Peace, be still. It's time to stop running. So I don't know who this message is for today. I've got the message. I receive it. I'm not running. I'm facing my fears. I'm facing my challenges. And most importantly, I'm facing me. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm facing myself head on. All of my imperfections, because I can't run away from myself and neither can you. It's time to stop running. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing, but I'm here to tell you it's time to stop running and start embracing the person you were always meant to be. Recognize the patterns of avoidance, how you try to escape yourself. Let's understand the consequences of avoidance and identify that cycle of running away. It's no good. It's unhealthy. And understand your inner world. Explore your emotions, your fears, and your past wounds. What are your triggers? And also know that there is power in self-awareness. There's power in accepting the truth of who you are, and find that healing from within, confronting that past trauma and emotional pain, practicing forgiveness, both yourself and others, and releasing guilt, shame, and self-doubt. Release it. Break free from fear and limiting beliefs. Identify the fears that are holding you back. Overcome your self-imposed limitations. You don't realize how many limitations you're putting on yourself, and just develop a mindset of courage and resilience and embrace self-acceptance and growth. Learn to love yourself unconditionally. Just as you are, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is no one on earth like you. You are a unique individual. So cultivate self-confidence and inner strength. Make it your business to commit to personal development. Learn and find inner peace and purpose. Align yourself with your authentic self. When you do this, you're creating a life that reflects your true values. You're finding meaning in the journey, in the process, and understanding the true power of facing yourself versus running from yourself. The rewards of self-discovery and how embracing your truth leads to freedom and liberation. Walking forward with confidence and purpose, because true fulfillment comes from within. When you stop running and start facing yourself with honesty, courage, and love, you unlock the power to transform your life. You can't run away from yourself. This podcast today is a reminder that everything you need is already inside of you. So look no further and stop running for something else. You just have to embrace it. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. Accept yourself for who you truly are, because you can't run away from yourself. What are you running from? What small step can you take today to stop running and face your truth? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to stop running, embrace your courage, and find your peace and stillness. Peace, be still. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant.
podcast.